Hey everyone, it's your host of See Jurassic Right, Stephen Ray Morris here, just dropping in to say I hope you've been enjoying all the new episodes in 2023 and 2024 so far. There are new interviews with filmmakers, musicians, scientists, the screenwriter of Land Before Time, audio essays about the rich history of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, and all the news about the upcoming animated show Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and the as-of-yet-untitled Jurassic World sequel coming next summer. I really need your help supporting the show right now, and you can do that by leaving a tip and or giving a monthly follow on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. There are $1 and $5 tiers, but more is coming. Sharing the show, giving 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts, and liking and commenting on social, at Stephen Ray Morris on Instagram and Twitter, goes a long way to help boosting the show's visibility again online in this new era. I'm an independent podcaster, and your support is so important and means the world to me in keeping this podcast running. Link to the Patreon is in the show notes. Hold on to your butts. Thank you, and now on to the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Filled with odd fright, see Jurassic Right. With an amber light, see Jurassic Right. Jurassic ride, see 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 Jurassic Park.
It is important to note that homophobia, racism, transphobia, and misogyny are unacceptable in any community. But to speak on the Jurassic Park community in particular, this is a Jurassic Park themed podcast you're listening to. When these attitudes reveal themselves, it is always surprising and disappointing to be confronted with that ignorance at home. Speaking as a bisexual, occasionally femme-presenting queer man, Jurassic Park felt like a more enlightened blockbuster to me growing up. With iconic quotes such as, "Dinosaurs eat man, woman inherits the earth, clever girl, and look, we can discuss sexism in survival situations when I get back." Seeing Jurassic Park at 6 years old, I accepted this as gospel, and still do. Now, let's be clear. Jurassic Park was still created by predominantly straight white men, and actually calling Jurassic Park queer cinema does a disservice to movies being made by LGBTQIA+ filmmakers, but my goal for this episode/audio essay is to illustrate that part of self-discovery involves finding your own way to relate and engage with media, whether intended by the author or not. It's the found family concept, but for stuff you like. In other words, Jurassic Park is gay as fuck. Please enjoy. My name is Stephen Ray Morris, and welcome to See Jurassic Right. While I technically came out in 2021, thank you Silk Chiffon, I think a lot about the class I took back in 2009 that introduced me to notions of queer theory and queer time. Film and Media Studies 187 ME, Media and Exploration, I have to give all the credit to our teacher, then grad student at the time, Nicole Staroselsky, for opening my eyes to alternative ways to consume and engage with media. I remember classes where we'd go on scavenger hunts or make songs in responses to articles about frontier spaces, real world, or digital. My final project involved taking a broad view of Transformers toy reviewers and collecting as a form of conquest. Lol. This book makes the perhaps overly ambitious claim that there is such a thing as queer time and queer space. Queer uses of time and space develop, at least in part, in opposition to the institutions of family, heterosexuality, and reproduction. They also develop according to other logics of location, movement, and identification. This quote from Jack Halberstam's In a Queer Time and Place, Transgender Bodies, Subcultural Lives, is the thing and has often percolated in the back of my brain while going on my own journey, from doing drag in college for Halloween, not a costume, just wanted to feel pretty, to relating more to Dr. Ellie Sattler than her male co-stars, to the causes I believe and fight for. On the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park this year, I wrote that while so much of my life appears unrecognizable to my life even a year ago, Jurassic Park will always feel like home. But I need to give myself at least a little credit in recognizing elements of that film for aligning with my values, delighting and awing me, and keeping me going back time and time again. This list is not exhaustive, but here are some of my own observations of moments in Jurassic Park that have always felt feminine, queer, and atypical to overarching, often toxic masculinity that pervades science fiction and action movies. Hold on to those butts, my guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Let's dive in. Jurassic Park gives the impression of naturalism, but when you look at a classic image of all the characters lined up along the Velociraptor pen, we might as well be calling it Wes Anderson's Jurassic Park. Hammond in all white, Malcolm in all black, Ellie in pink, of course, and the rest. It's like Power Rangers for paleontology nerds and gays and lesbians in 2023. And you can't forget the pastel pink polos and matching pink belts of all the InGen employees on the island. When I was 17, I worked at Disneyland, Pizza Port to be exact, and your cast member costume was so important for immersion. Since Hammond likes to be involved, aka, I've been present for the birth of every little creature on this island. It's not a reach to suggest Hammond, like Laura Dern at the Academy Museum here in Los Angeles picking out swatches, helped choose what style his employees rocked and what vibe they set for visitors coming to Jurassic Park. Safari, but make it cute, bitch. It's a lot to dive into the male case right now in 2023. Do I have time to read Laura Mulvey's iconic visual pleasure narrative cinema right now? But my interpretation has always been that most media has been created with cis men's desires and needs in mind, i.e. objectification of women via gratuitous boob and butt shots of female superheroes, or whatever Quentin Tarantino is doing with feet in his movies. While cinema has had plenty of shirtless men fighting and getting sweaty, I'd argue that Jurassic Park subtly has a bisexual gaze, with characters like Ian Malcolm and Ellie Sattler riding the line of, do I want to be them or be with them? While 1999's The Mummy became a touchstone, and I'd argue the best example of 90s bisexual gaze, nobody can argue that Jeff flirts with anything that has a Pulse Goldblum, lying prone, shirt open, all sweaty, didn't make you start to question everything, maybe for the first time. When people talk about the Bechdel test, colloquially, can two women or movie in your show talk about anything other than a man, people often, in a cute and semi-reductive way, declare, Jurassic Park passes the Bechdel test because all the dinosaurs are female. Clever girls indeed. However, some folks point out that the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park are trans because they change sex that they were assigned at birth. I don't need to tell you that I'm unqualified to tackle such an enormous topic such as gender and sexuality. But as someone who has always felt more feminine than masculine, gender fluidity as a key plot point in one of the biggest blockbusters of all time shouldn't be overlooked or downplayed. Reading a 2019 article in the Washington Post, How Gendered Language Leads Scientists Astray, by Max Lambert and Melina Packer, that focuses on hate groups' fear of endocrine-disrupting chemicals and dingbat Alex Jones's turning the frickin' frogs gay screed, they go on to describe that none of the commonly used biological markers of sex, chromosomes, gonads, hormones, secondary sex characteristics, genitalia, are binary or even bimodal. Further, they go on to say that incorrectly conflating gender with sex or applying gendered terms to non-human animals isn't simply a matter of semantics. This kind of language reinforces the notion that heterosexuality is natural and universal, and that all other sexualities are therefore abnormal. This kind of thinking is a big reason why Jurassic Park failed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jurassic Park is gay AF. Trans dinosaurs and clever girls, bisexual flirting, Barbie pink and lesbian fashion, Muldoon socks, Woman Inherits the Earth, B.D. Wong, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, the Dilophosaurus, Life Finds a Fucking Way, queer from the bones on up, always. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. On August 27th this year, I wrote this statement on an Instagram photo of me sipping down a giant Baja Blast margarita, upset that a specific Jurassic Park community member had publicly started tweeting homophobic statements coded in religious zealotry. I started See Jurassic Right back in 2017 because I felt like I had a unique perspective on the Jurassic Park franchise, even if I'm not really sure what that is at all times, even now. But I know that the Jurassic Park community in particular needs more diverse queer, female, and trans voices to be part of it. My friend and author Sam Maggs is another reason why I felt safe coming out publicly, because she was openly queer in nerd spaces when not many other people were back in 2015-2016. Everyone has their own coming out story, but if I can extend the same web of kindness and acceptance that people have afforded me, there is truly no better mission to help life find a way. Whew! Thanks everyone for listening. What an episode. And I didn't even get to everything I thought I was going to talk about, like Dr. Henry Wu's eventual queer-coded villain arc, bisexual characters like Zia Rodriguez and Kayla Watts, two queer female characters in the Jurassic World trilogy, the Them article on Laura Dern accepting her gay icon status, Jurassic June and Pride Month sharing the same real estate. Oh, and spoiler, but Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous's relationship arc between Sammy Gutierrez and Yasmina Yaz Fadula over the course of 5 seasons of the animated kids show. I talked to the showrunner Scott Kramer about that relationship, doing a rewatch of the entire series right now, and it makes me happy that they exist. Look for that rewatch episode or series next year, and let me know anything else you'd like to cover. Special thanks to Sarah M. Gonzalez, Casey Cross, Brad Jost, Luce Tomlin-Brenner, Ellen G. Dow, Krista Mosowitz, Faith Delgado, Casey Speth, and you! Be sure to read the entire Washington Post article by Max Lambert and Melina Packer. I'll include that in the show notes. Donate to the Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. I'm trying to do this thing full time. Follow along with the show on Instagram at Stephen Ray Morris and See Jurassic Right, on Twitter at Stephen Ray Morris and SJRPod. Thank you, everyone, so, so much. Hold on to your butts, and I'll see you again soon.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.